A local artist has designed a piece of artwork that will adorn a new municipal building near Skagway's waterfront next year. The artist drew inspiration from his ancestral heritage. The new Shoreline Park restroom project will feature a Northwest Coast Formline style metal cutout called Reflection. Lifelong Skagway resident Bo Dennis created it.
It's an eagle looking directly at another eagle as a mirror image. And I had two meanings in that for myself. It was kind of like looking into a mirror, but looking into the past to my ancestors for strength and guidance, you know, especially as the times that I was working on that and creating it was in the heart of a pandemic, you know, and so it was that idea of being able to find strength and guidance in places where you wouldn't necessarily always look for it. At the same time, it's, you know, a reflection of looking at yourself.
The piece will be a 5-foot by 8-foot metal cutout and will be in the style Dennis has been working with for about 5 years.
Northwest Coast Formline art has been practiced by the indigenous peoples all the way, you know, from the northern area of southeast Alaska all the way down to the Seattle area and down even into northern Oregon. And so Formline, you know, speaks to the style of the art where we're using forms, individual forms that we bring together to create one cohesive piece.
Dennis says with formline art, you can trace around the main piece of the formline without ever lifting your finger, so everything is completely connected. And many pieces of this style contain specific colors.
Black and red, and even, you know, in this area, into a bluish green, I guess you could call it turquoise or a teal, were the primary colors that were used. The main reason, again, is lack of resources. You know, it's not like they could just go out and buy a tube of acrylic paint. They're making their own pigments and dye. You know, the red is coming from crushed berries that are mixed with crushed stone and then binder, which a lot of times was saliva. Then going into the blacks, you're looking at, you know, your charcoals and just finding these natural resources that can create these colors.
Dennis says this form of art was almost lost by years of colonial assimilation into the Western culture.
Being moved out of places and being, you know, told not to practice our potlatches and art and dancing.
So modern artists have had to develop terms and methods that best represent the traditional styles.
Natives in this area just had oral history. They had no written language. So these are things that scholars greater than myself have studied for years and years and put names to so that we can move forward and again revive this art, you know, and it's in a strong revival.
Bo Dennis says this style has been used for thousands of years, and he is both impressed and humbled by the mastery of early works.
A lot of the inspiration that I take comes from pieces that were done in the mid-1800s.
He also says he's excited for his art to be on display in a public setting.
I'm beyond thrilled with the idea that my artwork will be up front and center on a building that, you know, visitors from all over the world get to see first thing when they arrive, and therein also learning a little bit about the culture as they're coming in and knowing that, you know, Skagway wasn't just a gold rush community. There's a lot more to it. So it's a great opportunity to further that knowledge and education.
Dennis says he expects the restroom project to be completed next spring prior to the arrival of the first cruise ships of the summer season. He plans to continue working with the municipality on future art projects and is currently teaching a Northwest Coast Formline art class to local kids through a day camp program. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.